The following is an interview between Elmer Sparks, Texas ranchman and historian, with Charlie Smith, old-time slave of Bartow, Florida.
We've already got on the introduction on it.
Okay.
Is it turning?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, what is your full name?
Charlie Smith.
The man raised me there, Mr. Charlie Smith. My first name, but my mother name is Mitchell. Yeah. Mitchell Waddington. That's what my mother and father named me, Mitchell Waddington. I was raised in that, was born in Africa and come from the United States. The state that was in slavery time, they sold the colored people.
Yes.
Sold the colored people and they bring them from Africa. And they brought me from Africa. I was a child. A boy. The colored folks wanted to throw me off the boat coming from Africa. Throw him overboard. I'd been cussed. Throw him overboard. Let the damn whale swallow him like a donkey donor. Hadn't it been the colored one wanted to throw me off. Hadn't it been for Legree and the captain of the boat. Legree was a white man and the captain of the boat was a white man. But the color of the one wanted to throw me off the boat. And they were Jay. And they bring me from Africa. Liberia, Africa, where I was brought from. And put in the United States. But the northern people bought colored folks. Put you up on a block and sell you. Bid you off. The highest bidder gets you. The highest bidder gets you. But the northern people bought colored folks, and the South vote colored folks, and the northern people didn't care to eat colored people, so the north said it's too cold. Boom, you know, to stand the cool. But they got southern white folks. They got southern white folks to look at them and pay the colored white folks, southern white folks to look at them. And they got to mistreating them. So, and they come down the north and the south. First fought a war to free the color. North and south fought a war. And that was a slavery time. And freedom and giving them. Yeah. I ain't reading for it because I couldn't read. I knew when it was done. And the man, they put you up on a block to sell you, to bid you off. And when they come down here in freedom, they bought the North bought the whole state of Louisiana and get it to the colored people for their territory to make the law and rules to sell. And the colored people sold the rights, sold out to the white, sold the white. And that was freedom. Freedom. The North and South fought a war, the first war in the United States. North and South, far more to free the colored people from slavery time. I ain't reading for it because I couldn't read. I know it because I was in the crew. The colored people, Norris did hate me from a child, bringing me from Africa. The colored wanted to throw me off the boat. Throw them overboard. Cuss. Throw them overboard. How did you come to me on the block? Get out. And brought over here. Were you brought over by surprise?
Well, they brought me over here. The sold the colored people.
Then they tricked you to get you on the boat?
Never. They fooled you on the boat. They fooled the colored people on the boat. I asked my mama, could I go down to the boat landing to see that white man? I was raised in Africa. That was in Africa.
Yeah.
There where I was raised, born there, in Africa.
Yeah.
Where white folks didn't know why people stay in Africa, south part of Africa.
Yeah.
They stayed in the north part of Africa. And there where they sold the colored people, in the south part of Africa. They put you up on a block and bid you off. And the way they got us on the boat, he said, come right in here. That was a sin. Come in here. Color in you, all the color. Over in that country, you don't have to wait. If you get hungry, all you got to do is go to the flitter tree. Had the flitter tree on the boat. Clean at the flitter tree. You go to the flitter tree. The same thing now we get people calling dynasty. Call them pancakes, they call them flitter. Mm-hmm. Them flitter trees bad that. That tree bad, the flitters are clean. You had a flitter tree. It's on the boat. He got on. Chad shows a flitter tree on the boat. Come on down here. Call the Lord deck on the call the flitter tree, then shows the syrup tree. You had a syrup tree. Oh, it is on the boat too. Come on down here. And the call on the lower deck on the boat, which he called the hatch hole. Come on down here in the hatch hole. To show something down there. Got out in the hatch hole, we should have felt the boat moving. But we thought it was going back up there to the flitter tree. And it was leaving. And when it landed, you all leave. There were the colored people who sold it. So, they bringing me from Africa over here. The colored folks want to throw me off. Throw them overboard. Throw them overboard. And the white wouldn't get me yet. Don't get the red boy out there. Throw them overboard. God damn, let the damn whale swallow him like a done Jonah. That's what they said. Don't throw me off the boat. Bring me from Africa in the United States. Got us over here to slave them. You put you on the block to slave them. Put you on a stage, or they call it a block. Put you up on a stage. This man will buy you. The highest bidder gets you. Get on
I've
you.
I've heard of it.
The highest bidder gets you. He'll tend to his plantation. Put another one up there. The highest bidder who can ever beat you. He's the most, he came to his plantation. He had the white in the south. And he went to mistreating him. The color. Getting children by the colored women. And all said it there. Getting cut. And the white find it out how they're treating us. And they come down here to first of all over in the United States, north and south, spot of all, to free the color.
And who was it that bought you? Do you remember who bought you?
Bought me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was when I went to New Orleans, that way they sold the people. The man raised me, he didn't buy me. The man raised me. They was trying to put you up on the block to sell you. He was Jake. The man was Jake. He named me. That's the name I'm going now. Charles Smith. He named me when he took me. He raised me in Texas. Galveston, Texas, where I was raised in. And the man that raised me named Charles Smith. And that's the name he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me Charles Smith. And he always teach me. And his children, he treated me just like he treated his children. In everything. Not one thing, everything. We ate together, we slept together. All the boys now, we just talking to little women now. All the boys, we slept together. I'm the maid, he's a cattle man, Charlie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He had all kind of cattle. And all of us told his pistols and something to shoot. And I was on this colored cowboy. I got on a cowboy shirt now. I bought from Texas. Been here, it's all my days. I was raised up a cowboy. I was the only cowboy, colored cowboy he had. Was in Texas. His name was Charlie Smith. And he always teach me and his children. Anything you got to have, don't never let it give out. And saying, enjoy your money when you're living. You can't get none of the religion when you're dead. He said, millionaire died and leave all their cars. They got to, ain't said nothing with them. That's his name was Charlie Smith, and he named me Charlie Smith. And he always told me, don't change my name. And when he died, all of us, he had three or four of them, he didn't put no money in no bank.
He had these little money safes. People tell me people got them now in some places.
Yeah.
In the houses, you know. He had two in his drugstore, in a dry goods store, and two in the grocery store. That made four. That way he kept his money and all his cowboy money. What we didn't tell him. We, all cowboys, wore boots. Half a leg boots and knee, what they call knee boots, would come clean to your knee. Well, we told it out over here and keep us, we carried our boots. And I was the only colored cowboy he had. All the rest of them was white. We carried pistols and rifles. We carried them. We killed bears and panthers and things like that. When he got the stuff, he was a cattleman. He had plenty of cattle. And all the animals, bears, panthers, and things like that, and lambs, they'd eat up the little pigs and the young stuff. That's what the cowboys were carrying the pistols and rifles to kill them.
Now, what did you do after the slaves were freed? After you were with him?
With him?
Yeah, you just went ahead and worked on him.
Well, when they freed the color, yesterday, the man would, when they freed the color, they bought the whole state of Louisiana and give the color people their territory to make their laws and rules. And the color people sold the rights. Or they have to really get up in the world and property anything, they have to get it through by the white. Now, that's the way it's done. They ain't got no, can't make no laws, can't make no rules. If they make them, the white let them have it, they're sold out.
Now, after he died, then where did you go then?
After who died?
After this Charlie Smith.
He ain't dead.
Well, I mean, the one.
Oh, that... he dead, all right, but where I went, he sold the colored folks. After he sold the colored people. After in slavery time. The soldier cut it for.
Did you go?
And then the first war was in the North and the South part war. The North bought colored people. And the South bought colored folks. And the North got the Southern white folks to look out for them and take care of them. They wouldn't care them, though. Said it was too cold for them. And got the Southern white folks to look out for them. And the Southern white folks was went to mistreating them.
Did you go out west then, or
no?
Did you
I
stay
wasn't
there?
In the west. I wasn't in the west then. Yeah, I was in the west when they freed them.
That's what I mean. After freedom.
Yeah, after freedom, I was in the west. Yeah, I was in the coal man Charlie when he went to selling them. He rejected selling me. Put you up on a block. He rejected. So he ruled that part of Texas. He's a cattleman, and he ruled that part of Galveston. He ruled that part, and what he said, he went.
Well, did he?
When they said, want to sell me, put me on the block, and then he project. And he didn't do it. And he raised me, came to his house, and raised me. He named me Charlie. His name was Charlie, and he named me Charlie.
Well,
his name was Charlie Smith.
Did you go up to Mississippi? Did you have
that's the name he gave me. That's the name. My name, what my mother and father named him, my name, Mitchell. Mitchell Watkins. But he stole me and he got me. And he named me Charlie.